I'm out of tune, you're out of key. I think it's you, you think it's me. What are the words I did forget? Our musical missteps.
What is up, Jerry? Welcome to another episode of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. This week, we head to the Sunshine State for a Florida man making a fool of himself. I have a personal story to tell about the film location of the video, and somehow there is a connection between the video and Nazi Germany. All that and more right now on Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
Look back and laugh, bailed out with James and Zach.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Big Wishbone. Y'all know what it is, Bone Thugs and Harmony in the building. I want y'all to know to listen to Bailed Out, the podcast of the podcast.
What is up, everybody? I am Zach, joined by James. We are Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. We are back.
Boom.
Back again.
It is time.
It's just time.
Yeah, we took a little bit longer break than we anticipated.
Yeah.
But I think distance makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Yes.
Leaving the people wanting more. Well, now you got it.
Now you got it.
It's here. Well, here we listen up, man. I'm excited to be doing this again, and I missed everybody, and I think I got a good one.
Okay.
For you, man.
I hope you do.
I hope so too. I feel like you may have heard of this artist.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we'll see. I do have a couple things I want to go over.
Now we figured that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. The last episode, for those of you who do not recall, was Deborah Danielson.
Yeah.
White woman's rap or white girl's rap? Right. White woman's rap.
White woman's rap.
White woman's rap. And yeah. She hails from Iowa.
Yeah.
And we laid it on Iowa a little bit thick.
Yeah.
The last episode, I feel like. So I looked to see, you know, how many listeners we have in Iowa.
Okay.
Or had, I should say, because I don't know if they're listening anymore. But we do have listeners from the great state of Iowa, okay. Mostly in Des Moines.
Okay. Well, we like Des Moines, remember?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did. And then, but it's the 10th most listened to state of our podcast.
Oh, so
they're in the top 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
They're at number 10. But like I said, mostly in Des Moines, but also in a place called Keokuk.
Keokuk. Did you look up where it was by?
Yeah, it's on the Mississippi.
Okay.
Kind of like in the southeast corner, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So all not right. Near Council Bluff.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so
people of Council Bluff are lovely though.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm sure they're great. But anyway, big shout out to our people in Keokuk, Iowa.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, buddy. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Nice.
I was thinking, because that's what I do. I'm a thinker, Zach.
Yeah, we all know that. You're a great mind.
Yeah. I'm going to go down there with the upper echelon of minds, I'm sure.
Okay.
Galileo, yeah. Einstein.
And James.
Newton.
Yeah, right.
So as you all may recall, I was on vacation. I went out of the country.
Yes.
And, I spoke to a lot of people that are not from the United States. And I got to thinking, you know, we've got listeners in 47 countries now.
It's a bunch of countries.
Yeah. We do this podcast based on the American legal system.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe people don't know how the American legal system works. Maybe they don't know what bail is. I don't know. Like, there are probably countries where there's 47 of them that people listen. They may not understand what we're doing here.
All they really need to know is the more money you have, the more innocent you are.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
If you're in trouble in the United States, and you got enough money,
you can get Cochran.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't necessarily have to go to jail.
Right.
And even if you're in trouble and you are in the middle of your trial, if you have enough money, you can go home.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. We're deciding if we're going to let these people go home or if we're leaving them in jail. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So for those, I just wanted to lay it out there for the people who may not understand. True. So our folks who are, I mean, I don't know, just pick a country, Israel. I don't know what their legal system is like. I don't know if they have bail there.
No, I don't know.
I mean, we've got countries in Africa that listen, they may not have it. I have no clue. They could not.
Right. Right.
But anyway, I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah,
good thinking. I like that.
I'm glad that you agreed with my high-level thoughts there.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, when you're right, you're right, you know?
So, are you ready to get the ball rolling here or what?
I'm ready to get the ball rolling.
All right. All right.
I'm really looking forward to this song.
Okay, so this song is actually brought to us by a listener sent to us via recommendation on Instagram.
Oh, the gram. Okay.
Yeah. And I am the one who monitors the Instagram. So Zach did not see this, but this comes from us from listener. His handle is Ghost of IKEA on Instagram.
Ghost of IKEA.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he could have worked at IKEA.
Right.
We could have snuck in and slept there one night without anybody knowing.
That'd be cool.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a loyal listener. He's got a sweet WRX.
I love it.
Yeah. Nice. 2021. Nice, white, clean. Very nice. I think his real name is Trenton. But anyway, Ghost of IKEA, shout out. Go follow him on the gram.
Nice.
Also, hey, follow us if you're not already.
Right.
Because we have a lot more listeners than followers.
Man, isn't that the truth? Right? I know. That's true.
It's okay. Hey, I'm not mad about it. As long as you're listening.
You guys are listening.
Yeah. We
like it. You keep listening. So just throw some likes. That's
give us the reviews.
Or follows or whatever.
Yeah, the likes, the follows, the reviews, all that stuff. So anyway, our man Trenton sent me this. He said, hey, check this out. I checked it out. I was like, you know what?
It's worthy.
I don't know if his friends call him T-Bone, but that's what I'm calling him. That's what I'm going to call him. I'm like, T-Bone?
Yeah,
that T-Bone. Good idea. All right. So T-Bone sent it over. What I'm going to do first, Zachary, before I send you the link, I just want to send you a couple of still shots of the guy.
Okay. I like it.
Just so you can get a look at him and to just tell me what you think of him.
All right. I wonder if I can guess who it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me give you some stats first here.
Okay.
So he's been in the game since 2012. Okay.
All right. This solo artist.
Solo artist.
Okay.
Let's see here. What can I give you that would not be too big of a? Well, you're going to know the genre of music. Okay. So he's out of Sarasota.
Okay.
Florida, not too far from me. So all I could run in. I could run into this gentleman. I'm kind of hoping I don't.
Right.
After he hears this, apparently he's an OG on SoundCloud.
Okay. Okay.
So one of the first SoundCloud guys. He got it. He started taking rap seriously.
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper. Sorry.
Yeah. No, figured he said SoundCloud.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
In 2012, when he got out of jail.
Oh.
Okay. He was cool with Lil Peep. He was on a couple Lil Peep tracks. Lil Peep was on.
R.I.P. Lil Peep, right?
Yeah, R.I.P. for sure. Don't do drugs.
Right.
Let's see. I think that's about all I can give you.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna send you the pictures.
Well, the good news is I've got no clue so far. So.
Okay. I mean, he's really obscure. He's not super famous. It's just something that I felt like you may have come across one day for some reason. Okay. I don't know why.
Well, I've got kids, so they listen to some
exactly
goofy stuff.
So I'm going to just send you the photos. I got three pictures coming at you, and I will post these photos on Instagram for our friends to see as well.
T-Bone for T-Bone.
Yeah, T-Bone. T-Bone knows what he looks like.
Okay, well, I'm sure.
And then, did you get him?
I've not gotten him yet, bud.
That's all right. So, I'll let you know that this, I'm going to be sending you a YouTube video, okay? It was released on October 23rd of this year.
Okay.
Okay. It has got 19,256 views.
Okay, so that's not that many.
No, it had 18,000 last week.
Oh, so it's gaining some steam.
It's gaining some steam. I mean, it's got 1,000 in a week.
Okay.
He's got a lot of music that I consider shitty.
Okay. All right. So I still haven't got the pictures, by the way.
Let me make sure I sent it to
you. Okay. For some reason, I think I'm starting to know who this person may be.
Okay. But I will say, so he's got a lot of videos on YouTube. He puts out a fuck ton of music. I mean, he's putting out like
SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah. But you can find it on, he's on Apple, he's on iTunes and Spotify and all that. But he's putting out like 4 full length albums a year.
Is it another Lil rapper?
He's not Lil.
He's not Lil. Okay. All right.
No.
All right.
He has a ton of shitty music, but I chose this specific video because I spent my last birthday at the park where he filmed the video.
Okay. Okay.
So it has some meaning to me. It hit close to home.
All right, I dig it.
So, I actually kind of have a funny story about it, too, if you want to hear it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it, actually.
Okay, so we went down there. It's in Sarasota. It's about an hour south of where I live.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go down there because they got a Donato's Pizza.
Yeah.
In Sarasota.
Right.
And I was craving some good old-fashioned Ohio pizza.
Yeah.
And there aren't many. That's the only one around here. So we go to the pizza place. We take the pizza to the park, and on the way in to the park, there's some people down on their luck out in front of the park asking for money, what have you.
Whatnot. Right.
There's on the entrance, there's a guy on one side and a gal on the other side. They definitely look like they've seen better days, but, who carries cash, right? So don't have anything to give to the folks. We go and we eat our fair share of the pizza and like the cinnamon sticks or whatever the fuck we get. And as I'm done eating, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do these folks a solid. I'm going to go give them
the rest of the Donato.
The rest of the
pizza. I dig it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I had like the cinnamon sticks in one box and the pizza in another box. I didn't know what was what. I was just going to give to whoever, right?
Right.
As I walk up to the homeless people, the guy and the girl.
Right.
They are in a screaming match.
Oh, shit.
Just fucking going at it. And what, from what I gather, what the argument was about is...
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see.
the gal panhandler had an interaction with a dog, and she, like, I guess it was a park patron's dog, and she was like letting the dog like lick her face and like kissing it and stuff. I don't, whatever, if that's your thing, it's not my thing.
Right.
But the dude, homeless guy, for whatever reason, like flipped out because he was like, you can't be letting dogs do that. You got all those open sores and stuff, and you can get all sorts of germs and stuff in there. And he was like giving her the fucking once over, reading her the riot act because she let this dog lick her face with all of her meth wounds.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, like, do I interrupt this conversation to give them the pizza and cinnamon sticks? or do I just go about my business, right? Well, I thought maybe I could like broker some sort of peace treaty between the two of them.
With the pizza,
with
right?
Pizza, yeah.
There you go. Hey, yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing it, man. So I go over to them, reach my hand out to offer them the delicious Donato's.
Mm-hmm.
both of them just take it. Don't even fucking look at me. Don't say thanks. Don't say fuck you. Nothing. Just keep fucking yelling at each other. And then I just walk away. Like, what am I
like, supposed they don't to even do? Like break argument. They're just like nothing. Pizza yelling.
Boom. Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
I know. I thought it was very funny.
That is pretty hilarious.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I chose this song.
Okay. All right.
Just so I could tell that story, basically.
It's pretty good. All right. I like
it. All right. Good. Anyway, so you didn't get the pictures.
I didn't. I've not gotten the pictures. No.
Oh, shit, man.
I see. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh, here they are. Oh,
okay.
Here they are right now.
All right. So you got them. What do you think? What do you think of this guy?
Okay, I have no idea who this guy is.
Okay, good. Okay.
I want that to be known.
I'm going to tell you.
But he is. This is a Caucasian fella.
Yeah.
He has gold teeth and a
gold fronts.
2011 Chevrolet Malibu. Yeah. He seems to be proud of.
He's very proud of it. I mean, hey, man, do your thing.
Right.
So my thing is what, like, when you see this guy,
mm-hmm.
I just want you to just remember the pictures.
Yeah.
And then when the song comes on, just think that if that's how you thought the guy would sound.
Oh, okay. All right.
When you hear it. Okay.
Okay.
So the gentleman's name is Curb LaGoop.
Curb LaGoop.
Yeah.
like a curb, like a street curb.
K-I-R-B.
Oh, okay, like Kirby.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
L-A, and then Goop, G-O-O-P. Curb yeah. LaGoop.
Curb LaGoop, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So
he looks like somebody named Curb LaGoop, for sure.
Doesn't he? Right, exactly. So good old Curb here. The song is called Be By They Side. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Yeah, be by they side. As I said, the video was released October 23rd.
Was he in the Doobie Brothers?
No, I don't think so. I'm sure. I have a feeling he's
got him and Michael McDonald are gonna do a jam. Yeah. Sure.
The song is from the record released in June of 2021 called Adventures of the Goop.
Okay, of course.
It was released on 657-496 Records DK. I don't know if that's a real thing. I Googled it. I couldn't find anything about it. I think it's just like his own thing, right?
Right, right.
So, let's see. I think I've gone over everything I got here. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take a second.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let the people either go in the description of this podcast episode and click the link. If you can't do that, go to Google Curb LaGoop.
Yeah.
Be by they side. And this gem is gonna come right up for you, okay?
Nice.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I hope you had a chance to check out my man Curb LaGoop, Be By They Side. If you didn't, guess what? Bailed Out got you covered.
Here he comes.
Bailed Out got you covered. So I'm going to send this to you, and I'm going to set bail. I think I'm going to set bail for this bad boy at... I'm going to do a modest $250,000.
$250,000. Okay. Okay. Quarter mil.
Quarter mil.
Okay. For Curb LaGoop.
Curb LaGoop.
All right.
The Goop, as I like to call him.
The Goopinator. And it looks like I have. Here we go.
You got Curb?
Here we go. I'm pulling up Curb right now. All right.
Okay. So, I will, before you hit play. Hold on, before you play. They're the it's kind of hard to break it out between like chorus and verse and what have you and whatnot. It all kind of runs together.
Yeah.
So just try to listen when I tell you to stop. Be ready to hit that stop, that pause button.
Okay? All right. So All right, we've got it pulled up here. Yeah, he's apparently a baseball fan.
Yeah, because it says what's it say?
It says LaGoop, but it's got the LA is the LA Dodgers emblem. The G looks something like an Atlanta Braves. The O is a Florida Marlins. The other O is the Orioles, and the P is the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, yeah. So all the letters are
all the letters.
Major League Baseball.
And I'm kind of digging it, actually.
And it does look pretty cool. And the G is for the Gwinnett Braves. That's the AAA affiliate, in case you're wondering, the Atlanta Braves.
I had no idea, but now I know.
Yeah, now you know. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm getting into it.
Go ahead, man. Hit it.
The Goop style. Oh my fucking god! No,
is that what you were expecting?
Not even close. Okay, all right.
All right, go ahead.
Not even close. The guy, obviously, if you guys have watched the video, this is a pretty large man.
He's a dude. He's a dude.
Yeah, he's a straight up dude.
Yeah.
But he sounds maybe like a.
Not he sounds like if maybe little, like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, like a little guy or something. But he looks, he's a straight up cat. All right, let's hit it. He likes Fanta.
All right. Yeah. So go ahead and pause it. That's cool. Okay. So he does like Fanta.
All right. So I have heard one word this whole entire time. Well, maybe a couple.
Okay.
They be mad at me and Sky. That's it.
Okay. So let me tell you too.
Okay.
I could not find the lyrics for this.
Oh yeah. I'm sure not.
I had to listen to this song about 90 motherfucking times.
Okay.
To try to figure out what he was saying.
Okay.
And I'm 99% sure I have all of the lyrics correct.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I'm going. So we'll go ahead and since we've got it stopped, it's a good place to stop on. I'll read you the lyrics. Okay.
Okay.
So there's like a little intro, and he says, "Hope one day soon I can be by they side. All this stress, I'm depressed. I can't even get by." That was the first thing he said when you first heard him.
Okay.
And then there's a female voice that goes, "I care about you."
I heard. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. So then he comes into the song, and then the song is the beginning, I believe, is the chorus. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, "They be mad at me because I be getting high. All this stress, I'm depressed. I can't even get by. I miss Mo, miss Keith, miss Toadie in the sky." I think that's one of the words I don't know. I think Toadie maybe is like a nickname, or I don't know.
Tough time.
Yeah. So
his dad's name is Curb LaGoop, so anything's possible. Yeah.
So he misses those people in the sky.
Okay.
Hope one day soon, I can be by they side.
Okay. All right. It's making sense.
Yeah. So he says that twice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Couple things that I am taking away from this. Okay. So he says people are mad at him because he be getting high.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you get high.
No. All right.
I'm not mad at you for that. I'm mad at you for putting out this fucking shitty music. Okay.
Right. I mean, I'm 20 seconds into it here. So, Curb LaGoop looks like he is, I don't know if he's really about that life or he's like Malibu's Most Wanted. I don't know.
He did a stint, man. He did a stint.
Okay, he did a stint. I will say he is a Caucasian fella, lots of tattoos.
Yeah, got some pounds on him.
He's got some. He is throwing up gang signs. I don't know what they are.
Well, those are an M for Mo. Okay, K for Keith.
Oh, okay.
Something for Toadie.
Toadie.
And then in the sky, he points up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's creative. Yeah. That's creative. Yeah. All right. I'm giving Captain Goop a little bit of a little bit of credit.
Yeah. Don't hit play yet. Okay. Okay. it seems like a standard rap song right now. Okay.
So far.
Right.
Just yeah.
This is his homies in the sky.
Yeah.
That you probably lost him to the streets.
RIP. I would guess. The mean streets of Tampa Bay. He's wearing a
Tampa Sarasota.
Hat. He's
Sarasota.
Wearing a Tampa Bay hat.
He does like the Rays. Yeah. He reps the Rays a lot, actually.
Okay. All right.
You're talking about his tattoos. Look closely. It looks like he's got like a tattoo, like kind of like near his temple.
Yeah.
Like above his eye. It's like red.
Compelling. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't tell if that's a tattoo or if somebody just kicked him in his fucking face. Because
okay.
He made him listen to this fucking song. It's okay. like a fucking boot print or something.
I would keep my eye out for it.
Yeah, keep your eye out.
There's a lot to process here.
Again, there is a lot to process. Yeah. Okay. He hopes that one day soon he can be by Mo, Keith, and Tode in the sky. I don't, you know, not trying to wish death on anybody. Right. Yeah, but right. You know what? That day can't come soon enough, if you ask me, man.
Like, oh, damn. He done did golly gooped it like that, bro.
Goop, your music sucks, bro. Like if you come correct, then I'm like, all right, man, you can stay around, but right? Go meet him, bro. I don't care. all right, so again, it sounds like a regular rap song.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a twist coming up the way I interpret the song. We'll see if you interpret the same way.
Okay.
You're feel free to play it if
proceed.
You would like.
We're yes. Proceeding. I got two a day for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
All right. Okay. It's hard to hear what he's saying there, okay?
It's very hard to hear what he's saying.
But this is when the song took an unexpected twist to me, okay?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what's going on. I got no idea what the fuck he's saying.
Exactly. And when I heard it the first couple times, I'm like, this is just a rap song, right?
Right. This would have been a good guess those lyrics type of song.
Feel free.
Well, I mean, it's too, yeah. I mean, we already got it, yeah.
All right. So... Let me read, and again, I am 99% sure these are the lyrics. Okay.
Okay.
It goes, they be mad at me because I be getting high.
Okay.
But they ain't worried about pollution in the sky. The sea so dirty.
Okay. He does point to the sea.
Yeah. The sea so dirty. And then he says it again, sea so dirty, like in the background. The fish, they can't survive. My dog lost his whole life and he ain't cry. Okay. This is not I did not expect this.
Okay.
I didn't expect the goop
environment.
Yeah, I didn't expect the goop to be an environmentalist.
No. His first he gets signed a major deal. His first purchase is going to be a Tesla for sure.
No doubt, man. So I mean, like he's worried about his carbon footprint. Greenhouse gas emissions. This dude is probably a big AOC fan.
Oh, good feet.
Spread the word, Curb. Like, yeah. Go ahead, bro. I ain't mad about it, man. So I was mad at him, but now I'm like, okay, Curb.
All right, yeah.
I ain't mad. Okay. So this is what I'm thinking, though. I thank Mo, Keith, and Tode. I think they were like some pet goldfish or something that
he had. Sitting on the toilet.
Yeah. But you know, he had like a deep bond with those fish.
Yeah.
Those little goldfishes.
Yeah.
And he had to write a song about the environment because he has like a broader appreciation for fish.
Now. For sure.
So that's what I think. Okay. So go back a couple of seconds so you can get the first couple of lyrics to the next verse because that played a little bit.
Through. Here's the fish. Here's the he's pointing at the sea right now.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and go.
All right.
It's a boot mark, dude.
It's Somebody kicked him, right?
That's what it looks like.
Somebody kicked him. It was probably somebody who doesn't believe in climate change.
Right. Somebody with a Go Brandon shirt on.
Yes, let's go Brandon. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Somebody who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
Right.
Just saying. Just saying. Okay. Yeah. Just saying. I'm not taking a side. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Probably where they were.
That's my observation. Okay. Yeah. So what he says here now is, again, it kind of like it. So he went from the environment, kind of moves on to a different subject here. Okay. Still kind of in the same vein.
Right. Okay. All right.
So what he says.
All right.
Wonder why it's always fucked up on my side. They don't care. The government don't provide.
Right.
Okay. Think I'm a lie? Wake up, see it through my eyes. Through my eyes. Deep in the ghetto, make it out would be a prize.
Yeah.
Real lies ain't a soul you can trust. Keep your Glock 43 to the bus.
What's that mean?
All right. I'll tell you. I'm going to start from the beginning, okay?
Glock 43 is a type of weapon.
That's a weapon. It's a 9mm.
Right.
Okay? All right. Okay. It is. Okay, so the lyrics. All right, so he's wondering why it's fucked up on his side. They don't care. The government don't provide.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
AOC fan?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders fan?
Bernie Sanders. That's what I was getting at. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Hey, how come the government's not providing for me?
Right.
Let's go, Bernie.
Right.
He's a socialist who is concerned with the environment.
He is. But in the same token, he shouldn't have that gun.
Well, here's the thing, though. Okay.
Here, let me have it.
This is what I'm thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
He's the environmentally friendly bus jacker. Right.
Okay. Right. Right.
Because he's got a 9mm.
Yeah.
Not a 45, not an AK. So that 9mm doesn't take as much metal to produce the ammunition.
Okay.
Environmentally friendly.
See. Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Because you have to have a 9 because it has to be strong enough to actually kill somebody. Right.
Right. You have a 22.
Yeah, exactly. So it has to be at least be the 9.
Right.
But any higher than is just the waste.
Yeah.
And okay. You're making your carbon footprint bigger.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is like, I feel like Curb LaGoop is like the backwards Robin Hood.
Okay.
Okay. He robs from the poor people on the bus, gives it to Greenpeace.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Right. Okay.
I feel like that's probably what he's doing. All right, go back a couple of seconds again so we can get those other lyrics that we missed a little bit of.
All right, here we go.
All right, so he says, start feeling for the pills and the drinking. Can't stop thinking, but I got these demons.
Uh-oh. It's getting dark, LaGoop.
Yeah. What's the reason I got PTSD? All the shit that I seen, that's the reason I bought 3.
Okay.
Okay. So, now, he's hitting all the talking points, all right? Environment. Check.
Okay. Check.
AOC, done.
Done.
Government, help me out. Check. Bernie Sanders.
Here he is.
Hook me up.
Yeah.
Now, right. He's getting into mental health awareness. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
PTSD. He's got demons and shit like that.
Yeah. Right.
He's talking about the depression and being stressed, bringing awareness to the cause. I feel like fucking Simone Biles is going to use this song for her next floor routine, bro.
I think that could happen. I think that could happen. I mean,
she needs a mental break. Curb LaGoop needs a mental break too.
Come on back.
Come on, man.
Come on back.
Okay, so I think so. He's got PTSD from all the shit that he's seen
from the streets.
From the streets, man.
His goldfish.
Yep.
His
fish are dying. He's fucking walking down the mean streets of Sarasota. He sees fucking sea turtles dead floating in the water. It's a shame. It's a crying shame.
Catastrophe, really.
Catastrophe, PTSD, right, man.
Do you know what old Kerbal Goop's stint in the joint was for?
Man,
you know?
I tried to find out. I couldn't find out.
You couldn't find out.
I mean, I probably could have really dug really deep to find it. I could have found out his real name and looked up his criminal record, but I didn't get into it that far.
What about what do you know? I mean, like, was he like, how long was he incarcerated? Do you know?
Didn't even say that either.
Well, okay, so I mean, he could have done he could have been a holding cell for like 4 hours. Who knows?
I feel like it was a solid stint, man. There's not a lot out there about my man Curb.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's not super famous. I found one article where somebody interviewed him, and the answers he gave were, you know, pretty simple.
Right.
So not a lot, man. So again, I mean, either Simone Biles is going to use this for her next floor routine, or fucking AOC is going to come out this for her next fucking political rally.
I could see it.
Gonna be like, ladies and gentlemen, the next senator from the state of New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And then it's like,
they be mad at me because I'm here.
And the crowd just goes nuts.
I wonder if she puts the grill in.
Oh, AOC with the grill.
Yeah.
That's, well, I don't know. That's wasteful spending. So maybe he's not as he could give that gold.
But he's got it. But the thing is though, to get the people to buy, he's got to have street cred. He's got to have some credibility in the streets to spread the word. You know what I mean?
That is true. That is true. I'm not part of the image. Yeah, and we don't know if those are real gold.
They may not. They may not be.
If they were, though, he probably would, like I said, donated them to Greenpeace.
All right. Yeah.
All right, man. I'm ready when you are. Pause that shit.
He looks like he's in pain. Like,
he does, man. Those gold fronts don't look like they're very comfortable.
He does not look like he's... He just looks like a... Like, he's just... He needs the pills for the PTSD. He does not look good.
He didn't get those gold fronts from a reputable jeweler. Nah. He got those out of the back of a van in the alley somewhere. That alley in the video, they put those gold fronts in there. That's where they fitted them, man. All right, so he's the lyrics here repeat themselves. It says, it's all fucked. It's like the world sucks. Dealing with depression and addiction, just my luck.
Yeah.
He says that, I don't know, six times or so. And then keeps going. If you're ready to go, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
That's about to be that.
There's Today.
Today in the sky.
Toto in the sky. Toto.
Toto.
It's Toto. We ain't dancing no more. Oh, what's he doing there? What was that? He had a sweet move here. I don't know what that was.
Back it up a little bit. I don't know.
He's throwing up some symbol here. He's about that Fanta. I think he's looking for an endorsement deal.
He probably is, man. I think he's a Crip. He's got a lot of blue on. It could be a Crip.
Not a lot of sign. Blue,
he's just
are there a lot Fanta. Of big Crips down there in Florida?
I don't know, man. That's not the crew I roll with. The only person I hang out with is 2 years old.
Right. I'm going to see what he's doing here. He's doing something here. He's got
spelling out Fanta.
He's got the Fanta. It looks like he's throwing up an L. Okay. Maybe it's Legoop.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Legoop. I don't know if that's a G. It doesn't look like a G. If it's G, he needs to go back to school.
Yeah, he needs to go back to gang sign training. Right? He failed that. He failed that class.
Right?
He was in the infirmary that day.
He was at a protest.
Yeah, he was at an AOC rally.
Right. I'm going to let it play out here. I want to see what. That's the first time I did see him look. He looked kind of happy there when he was doing that. There's a crane, looks like, or something flying away.
A pelican.
Yeah. Pelican, that's it. Yeah. There he goes. Oh, he's on the boat.
He's sitting on an upside down tender, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Then he stares off into the abyss, and that's it for for Goopy.
Yeah, man. So I know exactly where that video takes place, man. I mean, at the end of the video, he is sitting. That's like a beach where. So in the video, you saw the sailboats out there.
I saw them boats.
Yeah, those are live aboard sailors. Okay. My future.
Yeah.
But that beach, he was sitting on that upside down tender. That's where everybody takes their boats up to the beach to their little tenders to go to shore to get their provisions and whatnot.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where the pizza incident happened in that there park.
Dude, that's exactly where it happened, man.
I wonder if Goop might have been there that day. Who knows?
Man, dude, I was literally thinking that. I mean, so I was there in March. This video came out in October. So, if he would have been there that fucking day filming this, I would have lost my motherfucking mind because I would have heard it. Because, you know, they have the song playing.
Man, so here's the side note, just real fast.
Yeah, let's go.
We're driving through through downtown Dayton the other day, and there were some folks out there filming, and it looked as if they were filming a rap video. I wanted to stop, but it was pretty late, and it was a little sketchy.
Dang it.
And there were people like running. I didn't know if they were going to get like their shit snatched. It was kind of, but anyway, so it could have been one of those moments. I could have been there with the next Golly Gupta. Who knows?
Golly Gupta. There is a guy from Dayton that raps that I think could potentially be on Bailed Out. So
nice.
If it was him, I would have died, dude. Oh, I would have died. But anyway, yeah, if I would have been there that day when Curb was there. So, and the song just goes out. He just sings the same lyrics, just the chorus again, so nothing crazy. But it's not a long song, not a lot of lyrics, but the lyrics I feel are very poignant.
Yeah, I do too. I think Goop, I think he was standing up for some things he believed in. Dude, the beat, I wasn't mad at that.
The beat was like a lot of these songs that we do.
Mm-hmm.
The beats are not bad, man.
No,
I just don't like.
Kind of cool. I kind of dug it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why does everyone think they can rap, man? We've had so many shitty rappers on this podcast, man.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Okay. This is a PSA. All right. Just like Curb just did a PSA. I'm doing a PSA. Okay.
You're right. Okay.
If you think you can rap, okay, you probably can't.
Probably.
All right.
Probably not.
Pretty sure you can't. Please, for the love of God,
keep making
that shit, put it on YouTube so we can make funny asses on Bailed Out podcast.
Go right now. Tell grandma to buy you a beat machine for Christmas. Some fucking 808s.
Let's go.
We'll be doing it, okay? Yeah. Let me know. I'll get in on that rap song, too. No, you know, just hit me up.
You've been there. So, dude, I got to say, man, I don't know if, I mean, I think this ranks right up there with some of the best fucking protest songs out there, man. Fucking Fight the Power. Public Enemy, man. Fortunate Son.
Chuck D and fucking
right
Curb. I couldn't tell the difference.
Killing in the Name. Yeah. Rage Against the Machine. Get Up, Stand Up. Bob Marley. Dude, Be by They Side. Curb.
Be Legit. By They Side. You know.
It's right up there.
It's kind of like you with the great philosophers of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, fucking Aristotle. Bob Dylan and Curb LaGoop. I mean,
and the Goop, yeah.
Makes sense. It's too bad that, you know, he wasn't around during Woodstock. It would have been good.
Been there. Oh, yeah. Curb would have been roaring in the 60s, bro.
Yeah.
Vietnam wouldn't stand a chance. There would have been no Vietnam if Curb was there.
No. Fucking war's over if you want it, man. I mean, it's fucking curb, man. Dude, you know what the thing is here is, you know, and again, I don't know who made the beat. I don't know if Curb's making it.
I don't know either. Yeah, but the beat's solid.
I like the idea of SoundCloud, okay? Because it gives people. You know, a platform to put shit out. They can own all their own shit. If it takes off, like your little Peeps, your little Zans, your fuck Post Malone, you know what I mean? You know, so I like it. So, but Curb LaGoop is not Post Malone. Okay.
Curb LaGoop is not Post, but you know what, dude, that Fanta bottle went straight to the recycling bin after this.
You know it did. You know it did. You know what? That's not even Fanta in there, dude. That's fucking Orange Crystal Light. He's been using that bitch for fucking 3 months. Man, here's my thing, man. I'm struggling right now. I'm struggling, dude, whether or not I'm keeping Coop.
So this is it. We're deciding right now. Okay, so
I'm struggling.
Let's weigh the pros and cons. Yeah, I know you're struggling, man. We've got a song with meaning.
Yeah,
bringing attention to the environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Social issues. Fucking depression, mental health.
Right.
But he sounds like an idiot.
He does sound really bad.
And you can't even understand it. You really have to try hard.
It sounds like he's got like a sinus infection or something.
And that dude's had a sinus infection since 2012.
Man. Like, I mean, like, what happens in the yard? Like, he's going out, like, battling in the yard, right? You've got fucking 8 Mile coming in, killing it. And then you've got fucking
the Goop.
Coop LaVille. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, I don't know, man.
Up to you, man. The decision is all yours.
It's tough.
I know what I would do.
Okay, I think I know what you do too, but here's what I'm gonna do. I am, you know, and doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, you know, I, you know, you can feel the way you want about Bernie and the whole thing. I'm not the biggest climate change guy in the world, but I'm letting Coop out.
Yeah, the Goop is free.
He's out. Goop is free.
Goop is all over the city. Goop is all over Sarasota.
Goop's all over, man. Let him back out. He's roaming fucking Sarasota, fucking to Tampa, the Jacksonville, wherever the fuck he's at in Florida. He's there, man. I feel good about it.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. You know, maybe he can get that wound attended to on his fucking head.
If he can find some free health care, he might get it.
Right? Some tells me Coop might have real care.
I know the government don't provide, man.
No.
He's trying to figure out how to get to Canada.
Right. You see that motherfucker crossing the border. Yeah.
What brings you to Canada, sir?
They mad at me.
They mad at me in the U.S.
Hey, look, man, if his rap career don't fucking you know, pan out right, he can always do like Mighty Mouse voiceovers. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you never know.
He's got something there.
He's got something going for him. So, Coop DeVille is free. You're out.
Coop. I love it.
You do it, Coop.
If anybody from Fanta is listening to this, man, check out the Goop.
Hit Coop up, man.
Yeah, man, hit him up.
I mean, he needs. He's got some issues he needs to take care of, and you know, a company like Coca-Cola can probably provide him with a pretty nice, secure situation.
Coca-Cola own Fanta.
I'm pretty sure. Look it up. But I'm pretty sure with right Coca-Cola. Yeah. You know what? Actually, I'm going to go on record and just don't even worry about it. I'm going to say yes.
You're doing it.
It's distributed by Coca-Cola, and I'm going to say owned by Coca-Cola.
Oh, boy. This thing. Oh, there's a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang. This is crazy. Okay. I don't think Gerb will be too, or Goop will be too happy about this, man.
Okay.
Fanta was created during World War II in Nazi Germany by the German Coca-Cola bottling company.
Okay. All right. Well, I was Coca-Cola, right?
The fucking Nazis came up with Fanta.
Shit's good, man. Yeah. Shit's good.
Yeah, so, well, you were right, though. Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. I mean, I'm sure they, you know, it's like going in a Volkswagen. We can't hang on to that for too long, right? You know?
Hold on, wait a second. Hold on. 1 second here. So, a person who was really instrumental in the making and distribution of Fanta was a guy named Max Keith.
Okay.
Keith was one of the goldfish who died in the song. Coincidence?
I think not. This is some Illuminati type shit,
this
man.
This is Illuminati type thing, man. Yeah. Mind blown.
Mind fucking blown. Boom.
Jeezy Pete's. That was
crazy. He's infiltrating for Antifa and
Is he a Nazi?
He might be.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get in with the urban culture.
Yeah, no, Max Keith invented Fanta.
If you see anything about Tadato on there, man, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Fucking wrap this shit up.
Dang, man. This is crazy. Now,
well, anyway,
I don't Coca-Cola. Know. Coca-Cola, fucking.
Shoot out. Get with Coop, you know? Go ahead.
Curb the Goop. Curb. I'm gonna do some research on this in next week's episode. I'm gonna determine if I think that the Goop is a fucking Nazi.
He might be, man.
I hope not, man, because we're gonna have to fucking go find his ass because we let him out.
I mean, culture vulture or Nazi. Choice is yours, folks. I mean,
All right. Now this thing has gone way off the rails. It happens a lot here on Bailed Out, I didn't think we'd be talking about Nazis on this episode.
I didn't think we'd talk about that on any episode, as a matter of fact. Well, anyway, so pending Coop or Coop.
You've been calling Coop the whole episode.
Goop, Snoopy Doop.
Whatever the fuck your name
pending is. He is not a Nazi, we'll keep him out, okay?
All right. That's a stretch, because I have a feeling this guy was born in the 90s.
The penal system. He probably was. All right. Well, for now. Right. For now, Goop.
All right. So let's get on to something a little less genocidal and on to some good music. What do you think, Zach?
I'm totally excited for it, bud.
All right, man. I want to hear what you got today.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what I got. So I struggled picking a song today, and so it's my wonderful son Caleb's birthday today.
Oh, it's his birthday today. 17?
17 years old.
Hot dog.
Yeah, so me and Nolan and Caleb were having a conversation about, you know, what do you guys think's good, you know? And we came up with a song we all think is a very good song.
Oh, so it's a group effort. today.
This is a group effort.
I love
on the Bailey, love the it. Bailey front. All the Bailey men agreed on this one in the household, and you know, kind of made me proud because they know this song because of me. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
And they actually they'll listen to some things that are pretty good. So, little backstory on this here, this song, Ohio's Own. Okay. Ohio's Own. Song was released September 15th of 2009.
Okay.
On Good Music, which is owned by Kanye West.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. It was on the album Man on the Moon, The End of Day. All right. You know who I'm talking about yet, Uncle James?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, all right.
I don't know, like...
Album's double platinum album. Very huge album. Rolling Stone actually rated the album top in the 500 albums ever made.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is Kid Cudi. And the song is Up, Up, and Away.
I didn't know Kid Cudi was from Ohio.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you...
I should have known. What part of Ohio?
Cleveland, Cleveland.
Hey man, a lot of good rappers out of the land.
Man, we have to give NGK back, but
he's from Cleveland too.
Yes.
Oh no. Well, he's not a rapper anymore.
Well, yeah. Well, that's true.
He got Megan Fox though, so that gets them some points.
Yeah, we can still give him back.
I don't need him.
We don't need him.
All right, man. Some Kid Cudi. I love it.
Kid Cudi. Listen to it, man. It's good. It's a good tune.
Well, I'm glad you picked that too, because I like the juxtaposition of, you know, what we just heard to some good hip hop.
Yeah. From so Florida to Ohio.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right. So my song is Nothing Like That. Surprise, surprise.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I took a roundabout way to get there, but I'll explain it to you. Okay.
You can always, you're like the six degrees to Kevin Bacon.
Exactly. I mean? Exactly. Exactly. So, all right, here we go. This artist has kind of been recommended already. Okay,
I'm gonna stop just for 1 second. Okay, James is the only person, right? We could be like the video that we saw the day. Like there were boats in the background. This song, the guy that made it was on a boat once. Yeah. here's Al Jarreau.
Dude, how come we haven't had Al Jarreau on, man? Al Jarreau's all right, man. Dude, you I'm recommending Al. Hey, I'm stopping right now. Go ahead and go check out some Al Jarreau, okay?
We're in this love together.
Yeah. R.I.P. Al. And it's just the way we planned it.
Right, deuces.
All right. So, I don't know if you're aware of this, Zach.
Okay.
You may have heard it, but just recently, Taylor Swift broke Don McLean's record for the longest song to reach number one.
Yes.
Right.
You know, All Too Well.
All Too Well is 10 minutes and 13 seconds long.
It's so funny if you're picking this song because I almost picked this song.
Okay, maybe. Okay, might have. Okay, so I didn't pick Taylor Swift's song.
Okay, well, that was the song I almost picked, actually.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
I honestly, I haven't heard the song. I don't know if it's good or not.
No, it's a really, really good song.
I'm not mad at Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So crazy. Anyway, her song's 10 minutes, 13 seconds long. The Don McLean song, the famous song American Pie.
American Pie.
Yeah. Was number one in 1972 for 4 whole weeks at 8 minutes and 42 seconds long. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So all the talk about these long songs got me thinking.
Okay.
About a song that I like. It's a very long song.
Okay.
It's a song that is 9 minutes and 36 seconds long.
Okay.
It is by Something Corporate.
Constantine.
Constantine.
Great song. Love it.
And if this is what it takes, just to ride with my mistakes, and live with what I did to you, all the hell I put you through, I always catch the clock. 11:11, now you want to talk. It's not hard to dream you'll always be my Constantine. My Constantine.
So I know you have recommended Andrew McMahon song already.
Hey, I've got my Andrew McMahon hoodie on right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Anyway, so this was Andrew McMahon's first band, Something Corporate. This song was actually hard to find here in the States for a while.
And you know something, sir? I'm going to correct you. I actually recommended a Jack's Mannequin song.
Oh, it was Jack's Mannequin. You're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Another one, right?
So anyway, the song was hard to find for a little while. It was on their 2003, or I'm sorry, it was on their 2003 album released on Drive Thru Records, Songs for Silent Movies, that was only released in Japan.
See.
So before the internet, it was kind of hard.
Right. I think they I think it was on, ended up being on North, though, I think, eventually, right?
I didn't see it on there. Could have been. I will take your word for it. But I always used to listen to it on a drive-through compilation. Welcome to the Family.
It's a good one.
Which was released in 2001. But you can find it now anywhere on iTunes, whatever. But anyway, it's a good jam. Something Corporate. Constantine with a K.
With a K.
Yeah. All right. Zach, that's it.
It's a podcast.
Boom. Hey, I did want to say, man, we did like our Spotify year wrap up thing.
Uh-huh.
Just a huge thanks to everybody who's been listening. Our first episode was released in January of this year, so we're coming up on a full year of podcasting.
Holy cow! Yeah.
People are still listening. We had some shocking numbers on that thing. I mean, there are, you know, we're on Spotify, a good amount of people's favorite podcast. People listen to our podcast.
Yeah, I had people actually sending me the pictures them. Yeah, so that was really cool. It has been pretty nuts. So whatever, you know, whatever we do that brings you back every week or
appreciate
whatever
it.
The fuck we make an episode anyway.
Yeah, when we are here. Right? And that's the thing too. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't be more appreciative for the people who have listened and worked with us through some of our unexpected hiatuses. We appreciate you understanding, you know, we're not, you know, professional podcasters. We have lives and careers.
Well, we are professional podcasters.
Well, we are professional. Yeah. We do get money. That is true. But anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for listening and tuning in. Again, give us reviews if you can. Good reviews. If you have a bad review, just go ahead and take that and shove it up your ass.
Right up there.
And you know, give us the likes, the subscriptions. Tell your friends, word of mouth. Be like, hey man, that was a cool podcast. To listen to these awesome bros.
Bro. Who,
yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out. We recorded a new trailer, man. Show them the new trailer.
There it is.
Boom.
There it is.
That's all I got. Zach, you got anything else, my man?
No. Just thanks everybody for listening, and we will be back next week. We'll be here. Nobody's going on vacation or anything like that. So that's always nice. That's all I got. And you know, I would like to say again, I can't stress to the Coca-Cola bottling company, reach out to Curb, man. Just hit them up. That's it. And one thing I will say, I am going to say we're going to have our fucky Pauly Shore. And I would like to end this with a huge fuck you to the team up north.